Russian troops cross into eastern Ukraine. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, on orders from President Putin, calling them peacekeepers in the two separatist regions, which Putin now calls independent from Ukraine.
Polish defense minister has confirmed now that Russian forces are inside those two breakaway areas in eastern Ukraine. Russian tanks, as well as motorized vehicles, armored vehicles, have been posted on Russian social media, now confirm that they are in those two regions that Vladimir Putin recognized as independent yesterday. It's not clear whether these forces could be part of a larger attack still to come.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Kiev, U.S. United Nations Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield, telling a late-night meeting of the U.N. Security Council this is a pretext for war.
He calls them peacekeepers. This is nonsense. We know what they really are. It is an attack on Ukraine's status as a UN member state. It violates a basic principle of international law.
President Biden announcing the first economic penalties in a social media post late last night.
I have signed an executive order to deny Russia the chance to profit from its blatant violations of international law. We are continuing to closely consult with allies and partners, including Ukraine, on next steps. But those sanctions stop short of direct penalties on Russia.
Fox's Griff Jenkins reports the White House says more sanctions have been prepared if Russia invades further into Ukraine. Investors are reacting. Asian stock markets closing Tuesday lower. Dow futures had dropped more than 550 points. They're now trading about 300 points lower. Crude oil futures are up more than $4 a barrel. Canada will continue to crack down on the truckers who protested in Ottawa against COVID restrictions for the last 3 weeks and the people who supported them. The country's lawmakers voting to extend the emergency powers. America is listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
A once revolutionary cellular network goes dark today.
3G wireless made it possible for more people to live mobile, making texting and streaming easier and faster and phone calls clearer. Apple's Steve Jobs went heavy into it with the then AT&T exclusive iPhone 3G.
You can see that the 3G speeds are actually approaching Wi-Fi.
That was from 2008, but today 3G is slow compared to 4 and 5G labeled networks from all providers. And so to make room on the electromagnetic spectrum for the next generation, AT&T today turns off 3G for good. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Cleared of all charges in the shooting death of two protesters in 2020 in Kenosha, Wisconsin, Kyle Rittenhouse is preparing to sue people and media outlets who he says defamed him.
Me and my team have decided to launch the Media Accountability Project as a tool to help fundraise and hold the media accountable for the lies they said and deal with them in court.
Rittenhouse telling Fox's Tucker Carlson tonight among the people on his list is Whoopi Goldberg, whom Rittenhouse says called him a murderer on air after he was found not guilty. The federal hate crimes trial of three men who chased and killed Ahmaud Arbery in Brunswick, Georgia, now in the hands of the jury, which deliberated for about 3 hours Monday before resuming that task this morning. After testimony from the last of the defendants, the defense rested its case yesterday in the federal trial of three former Minneapolis police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights by not stopping fellow officer Derek Chauvin's fatal restraint of him. Winter storm warning is posted in the upper Midwest, including parts of Wisconsin and Minnesota. It's a blizzard warning for parts of North and South Dakota. Meanwhile, a tornado watch is posted all morning for parts of Arkansas, Illinois, Missouri, and Tennessee. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.